I will go to Andrew Stevenson.
Good evening, Mr. Duchesne, members of the board, and the representatives from the state regulatory agencies. Thank you for the work that you do and for allowing us to address you tonight. This is a very important topic. To begin, I want to acknowledge that we are all living today on the occupied lands of the Wabanaki Nation, one of the continent's first nations, and I hope to honor and respect that fact with my remarks tonight. In a sense, we are all truly from away. Here's my major concern about Nordic's plan and the permitting process it depends on. I have learned over my professional career that technology always outpaces regulation. The RAS technology is evolving rapidly. It is one of the youngest branches of commercial aquaculture. Its long-term impacts on surrounding environments are largely unknown. And there is no commercial facility of the size and design that Nordic has chosen anywhere else in the world today. I submit that you cannot reliably assess the long-term impacts of their proposed facility without the right yardstick. And this board, the DEP, and the other state regulatory agencies with responsibility over such enterprises need to be extremely cautious when deciding on RAS applications. To make your job harder, the track record for land-based RAS is not encouraging. The Nature Conservancy report listed 16 failed projects so far, and I have the reference in my prepared remarks, which I will leave with Mr. Maduro. The authors examined the reason for each failure, and they found that operational and management expertise is critical, and they warned that financial and technical success depends on, and I quote, modular systems allowing for project development and system redundancy in case of failure, technology validation via subscale demonstration projects, and proximity to major markets. Nordic's plan largely ignores this warning. In my mind, Nordic's construction plan is an all-or-nothing strategy. It wants to build all of its Stage 1 facilities together, then build all of its Stage 2 facilities, turn on the switch, and see if it and the team operating it will all work together without damaging the surrounding community or polluting the Penobscot Bay. What Nordic should have presented is a plan to build an end-to-end pilot-scale operation of modules that would complete one working example of a system that can successfully take a salmon egg and grow it to a market-sized fish. Once the bugs have been shaken out of version 1.0, so to speak, Nordic could build out a second end-to-end module. I urge you to postpone any decision on the various permits before you until Nordic provides a better plan, a substantial financial performance guarantee, and a suitable decommissioning bond. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Seeing no questions, Janie Phillips is next.